I think we all appreciate the importance of supporting the Israeli economy by purchasing products that are made in Israel. One important dimension of this is to purchase Israeli food products, which are available in many supermarkets. Now, packaged items generally have kosher supervision available on the products, and one can be careful to purchase those items that have reliable supervision. In the case, however, of Israeli fresh produce, fruits and vegetables, these items come to America and are sold in the supermarkets without any supervision. I think most people are aware that in order to consume produce that is grown in Israel, it is necessary to separate truma and ma'aser, which is a form of tithing of the Israeli produce. There are actually four different types of tithing that must be done every year, with the exception of the Shemitah year, when there's a whole different set of requirements that apply. Many people are frightened off from purchasing Israeli products, Israeli produce, fresh produce, because they do not know the method of how to remove or separate the truma and ma'aser, and they assume that it's a complicated procedure and it's too difficult to learn how to do, and therefore they do not purchase these items, which is a terrible shame, because not only do they lose out on the exceptional quality of Israeli produce, but they also are not able to support fully the Israeli economy. The truth is, separation of truma and ma'aser is not complicated at all. In the next few moments, in a short period of time, I will explain how the simple way to remove truma and ma'aser. There is, the truth be told, there is a great deal to study and understand in depth the various types of truma and ma'aser, but that can be done at another time. But the purpose of this talk is to explain in the easiest terms how to the procedure for how to separate truma and ma'aser. Well, the procedure is basically done as follows. First, one needs to place all the fresh produce in front of them at the time of the separation of truma and ma'aser, and then one removes slightly more than 1% of the produce. This portion that is removed, this part that's slightly more than 1%, is going to be discarded. Without becoming too technical, that part that's more than 1% represents the truma ma'aser, which cannot be consumed, and therefore it has to be separated. So one takes a little bit more than 1%. So, for example, if a person purchased 100 oranges, for argument's sake, then one orange would represent approximately 1%. And if the person took part of a second orange, so then they would have the first orange with part of the second orange would represent slightly more than 1%. So a person has to make the calculation. If he purchases only 50 oranges, so then he would have to, the amount that he separated would be less than I described before. But one has to calculate how much is slightly more than 1%, and you separate that and put that off to the side. Then a person must take a coin, which is valid currency in the country in which the redemption is being performed. They're using the coin for redemption, and the coin has to be worth what we refer to as a shava pruta. A shava pruta is a certain value of silver, and it's calculated based on how much a troy ounce of silver is worth. At the time of this recording, which is taking place in June, the year 2007, a troy ounce of silver is worth approximately $13.60, and based on that, a shava pruta would be approximately 1.2 cents. The value of silver fluctuates, so therefore the the value of a shava pruta can either go up or go down. I usually recommend that people use a nickel, because that way they don't have to calculate the troy value, the value of a troy ounce of silver, and one is safe. Take a nickel and you designate that coin to be used for redemption. So again, the two things that have to be done in advance are separate slightly more than 1% of the produce, and secondly, designate a coin for redemption. We're going to use a nickel for that purpose. It could be more than a nickel as well, but a nickel would certainly be sufficient. Now that we've done that, now we have to do the actual recitation of a text to effect the separation of the Truma and Maaser. There is no bracha recited, because it is possible, though it is remotely the case, that Truma and Maaser were separated in Israel, but that generally does not happen, especially produce that's sent for export. But since there is such a possibility, therefore no bracha is recited. And one recites the following text, and I'm going to say it slowly, and then I'll repeat it again if you are listening to this and you want to jot it down for future references. The text is as follows. All separations of Teruma and Maaser, and redemption of Maaser Sheni and Neta Revoi shall be effected in accordance with the text of the Chazon Ish, which is printed in many Sidurim. Once again, all separations of Teruma and Maaser, and redemption of Maaser Sheni and Neta Revoi shall be effected in accordance with the text of the Chazon Ish, which is printed in many Sidurim. And that basically is the whole process. You see, it's rather simple. Put the produce in front of the table, designate a little bit more than 1% of the produce, you designate a coin, a nickel, for the redemption, and then you recite the text. Once that is done, one takes the separated produce, the part that was a little bit more than 1%. You know, there's the total. Again, if we're talking about 100 oranges, so let's say 1 1/4 oranges, you take that separated part of the produce and the coin, the designated coin, and you wrap them up and you discard them in the garbage. And that is basically all there is to it, to remove Truma Maaser, and then one is free to eat the produce. Just a few more additional notes that one should be aware of. Truma and Maaser may not be separated on Shabbos and Yontif. So if you have produce that you want to eat on Shabbos and Yontif, you have to perform the separation in advance before Shabbos Yontif begins. When reciting the formula, neither the produce nor the separated portion should be moved, since the formula refers to designated locations. The formula that I recited makes reference to the text of the Chazon Ish. If you study the full text designates different areas where the Truma and Maaser take effect, and therefore the produce should not be moved while one is reciting the formula. Finally, during a Shemitah year, one does not remove Truma and Maaser, and there are other halachos that are very important that are in effect for a Shemitah year. There is one more point that I should make, and that is that in order to separate Truma Maaser in the way that I described, the total value of the produce as of today, which again, when I June 2007, with the value of a troy ounce of silver being about $13.60 at the present time, in order to affect Truma and Maaser as I described, the total value of the produce has to exceed 50 cents. It's a little bit complicated to explain why that's so, so it's not for this discussion, but the total value of the produce has to be worth more than 50 cents. So if a person would, for example, buy Israeli grapes and take one grape, which is worth, certainly worth less than 50 cents, then you would not be able to follow the procedure that I described for various reasons. But if the produce is worth more than 50 cents, and again, that's based on the value of silver today, at a troy ounce of silver being worth $13.60, then if the produce is worth 50 cents or more, then the procedure would be effective. If the troy value, troy ounce of silver increases in value, then the value of the produce would have to increase in the same proportion as well. So, as you see, the separation of Truma and Maaser is easily effected. It's not complicated at all. It basically involves only three steps: designating more than 1% of the produce, designating a coin, and reciting that simple text which I recited before. And then after that's done, one wraps up the designated produce and the designated coin, the separated produce and the designated coin, discarding it, and then one is able to enjoy the wonderful fruit that is grown in Eretz Yisrael.